Good evening, good evening. Welcome back to another episode, another edition with your boy Joey Fresh, Yes to Death. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a while, has been a month. And the reason why I had to take a step back because, number one, before I get into that, I want to let you guys know, help and support this channel. Help and donate $1, $5, $10 each month by subscribing and helping your boy Joey Fresh. By moving forward, we're able to expand this amazing platform and also get amazing guests and hosts on my platform as well. So that being said, welcome back to the episode. And tonight's topic is going to be really extreme. I'm going to expose a lot and show you and tell you how I accept ending and exiting out. Before I do that, I just want to say the reason my absence has been is because I have a lot of family situation, especially my grandpa, my cousin, and my aunt. My prayers are with them, and hopefully everything slowly is going by God's will. Once again, I don't push religion, but once again, there's a lot of things that are kind of affecting through my daily activities. But you know, those are the things that sometimes you get a slap in the face on life. And I want to just throw this in there, ladies and gentlemen, before I get to the good stuff, is that, you know, do not regret spending time with your loved ones. We work day in and day out. Spend more time with those that love you. Spend more time with the ones that care for you, and spend the ones that hate you, that are family. Because things could happen when you get slapped in the face, how life happens, and you always will have that regret. So I'm happy to say as well, I'm working on taking my family, all my family, and I'm going to grind and work hard, but I'll tell you that at the end. So today's topic, ladies and gentlemen, I've been waiting so long to drop this, and today's the day. I'm going to expose what I went through. I'm going to expose what I did and how was my exit. So let's start in the beginning. You remember a couple episodes back in the beginning of the year that your boy had COVID, and certain individuals did not believe that I had COVID. So since on this month-to-month basis with retaliation, racism that I experienced, jealousy, right, envy, right, unprofessionally, right, these are individuals that are always surrounding me day in, day out, when I always was basically on the property. So you know, I always, when I entered the property, my motive was basically execute, right, making sure that the numbers were always in the green every day, making sure that your boy Fresh is executing with the team that he basically was assigned that day. But realize, your boy just realized how the fuck these people are just so ignorant and stupid. Like, and I'm going to tell you right now, warning, I'm going to cuss. Right? I'm going to let you know right now. And it's going to be the buildup. Okay? So you have two individuals that are very stupid and dumb that think they know everything that's going on in the whole area. Right? These two individuals that don't even know what to do, but yet always ask questions like they know it, but reality do not know it. They can't run something if it was right in front of them. I'm surprised how they drive a vehicle to the property and back, because in reality, I feel like they're dumb, right? And I put that in a nice way, ladies and gentlemen, right? Because I bite my tongue on the property because I'm not that person to interact. I'm not going to be all up in your face. I'm not going to be discrediting you, think that I intimidate you, think that, you know, oh, number one, I love the fact that these individuals think that I am too soft. Look, at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what your emotions are towards me. All I am is to come and do one thing and one thing only, is perform. I'm not here to basically say, hello, how's your day? How's it going? You know, They're just upset, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to expose this. They're just upset that I know how to outperform them. Me, outperform them. When I took this leave due to my family situation, it took four people, right, to replace me for the leave I had to take. So you're telling me one was out and one loves to complain. Oh my God. We got two complainers and not enough doers. Love to complain, love to criticize, love to talk behind people's back. And you know what's so funny? You know, they didn't think this, and I'm going to put this on the air. You know, I was working in the area, and they didn't think I was behind there. They didn't. And they were talking about your boy Joey Fresh. You know? And it's all right, because I heard everything and they tried to deny it. But it's funny because there's more that meets the eye. Let me rephrase that in a good term. There's more that meets. Well, it's on the palm of my hand and I'm on the audio. So that's all I got to say. You know what I'm trying to get at. So your boy Fresh, look. You can't try to dumb things down for me if I'm already two steps ahead of you. I know, and it's funny because you have the two laziest individuals that love to delegate but try to claim the title they are, but in reality, they're just lazy as fuck. You know, I've reading this book by Navy SEALs, How to Lead and Win. How a leader basically takes the credit and basically owns his shit. But you have two individuals love to point their fingers and fucked up nails and crusty ass fingers to those that don't want to get blamed on. But they will take the credit when things are good, but point the finger when they're doing bad. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is no leader. Shouldn't be in and should not be in the position they are. But no. You know, hey, it is what it is, and it's okay. At the end of the day, I give two flying fucks, two tears in a bucket, like my boy says from New York. You know, I'm not gonna, you know, whine and complain as much as they do, but I'm sharing what they basically love to talk about, individuals, you know, degrade individuals in their own environment. What the fuck? And they wonder why their numbers are not hitting it. You know, it's funny, ladies and gentlemen, when I was there with a coworker or with a person at the time, one of them wasn't there. Your boy executed statewide and nationwide numbers. Let me down this down for some people, right? I motivated, trained, executed the proper way as a unit to be more efficient and execute high numbers that came number one in the region and number one in the nation. Ladies and gentlemen, number one in the nation. Let that sink down. It took me a while. When I found out it was number one in the state, I was like, oh, fuck yeah. But when it was the nation, Lord behold. Damn, your boy Fresh knows what he's doing. But yet, I stepped back. I let them reminisce and talk and do this and do that. And, of course, my mind is already checked out, ladies and gentlemen. It's the way how you properly train and treat and work with individuals that they'll basically return and do the same back to you. If you basically love to, I don't know, maybe get in people's face and love to yell and maybe love to leave early every fucking day. I'm going to leave early. Well, of course you're going to leave early. I mean, I wasn't hoping you're going to stay for the rest of your shift. But hey, You're just a fucking crybaby, but it is what it is. And that's the fact, ladies and gentlemen. You have wannabe leaders that want to basically wonder why they're not executing properly numbers and knowing that their staff is not basically listening to them, because they love to degrade and love to unperform what they need to do. So let's basically yell to get things done and not basically properly train the right way. I mean, there's a process for something. If it wasn't a process, then why would it be called process? But that's your boy Fresh just kind of putting my opinion out there in the air, right? So each and every moment, there was always a conflict, right? And they love to point the finger at your boy Fresh to a point like, fuck, doesn't matter if I do good, I'm still going to get point at. Or maybe if I'm doing bad, of course I'm going to get bad. At. But you know what? There's individuals that are higher that they can't see. They're blind. And there's certain people don't understand what's going on. But yet, hey, I'm not here to fucking go tell-a-tale. I'm not a tell-a-teller. You know what? I'll take your little opinion, your criticism. And they're like, well, you're too soft. No, bitch, I'm not soft. Is that what you're thinking and saying does not make sense? But other people think it does, because the way how you manipulate people, you're an easy manipulator. And then you have another whiner. So you have a manipulator and a whiner. It makes fucking sense, right? Why work in an environment with negative energy all the time? Negative energy. It doesn't matter if it's someone on the phone, doesn't matter who's in the area, doesn't matter what's going on. There's always a negative Nancy. I love to say it. Negative Nancy. The fuck? Look, ladies and gentlemen. That's the thing that I basically needed to X out. I was already checked out. How can someone who's very professional, who started their own business, that basically was, you know, a CEO and kind of rapidly climbed the ladder. I think that was a jealousy. That was the jealousy fact that I did it with less than a year. Let me see. I became a manager within 2 months. I became almost like a supervisor within 5 months. I think your boy did pretty good, right? And I kind of stopped right there. I could have executed more. But I'm like, the more you climb, the more the shit does not make sense. You know? You have weak ass, and this is the thing. Why you have people in position that they can't be leaders? You put them in roles and positions to develop them. Not to make a problem grow like a virus. You're not executing. You're not developing the proper way. You know, of course, I could have definitely kept climbing a ladder, right? But this is a lesson to share among others. The more you climb, the more you listen to what? Bullshit. Bullshit. You know, be your own boss, because the less you hear on top is only coming from those on the bottom to you. You're the only one that's on the top. Deja vu. I feel like I had a deja vu moment, right? But look, you're listening to those you're engaging in your own business. Not climbing up and listening to more fucking shit. And I'm like, fuck, I was taught to climb the ladder. But when you climb the ladder, you learn that shit does not make sense. And there's a lot of bullshit on the top. And people are scared to confront that. How the fuck you making more money and scared to interact with shit that's going on in your own fucking area? Does not make too damn sense. And it's funny, me being my own boss in my own business is able to take more shit from other people than people who love to climb their above me and ranking. It just makes no sense, you know? And then you always have these fucking wannabe rumors that they love to engage themselves within the area that always start shit. And that's it is what it is. You know, and I didn't give two fine fucks. I really don't. You know, they don't pay my bills, right? And some of the stuff they said, it kind of makes me laugh, you know? But there's a Oompa Loompa that I work with. He's a wannabe Irish, bigger than a circle. And I think he has like some type of reddish hair and maybe some four eyes. But, you know, this individual, you know, he has some low self-esteem. He has some low self-esteem. I think it's because he's kind of too wide to even fit through a door to understand that in his position, I actually outdo him. I can outdo three of these individuals' jobs. And I think that's the reason why they just don't like your boy Fresh. Because I'm a performer. I produce. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a fucking producer. Give me a task. If I may not know it, well, damn well, I'm going to learn it and get it done. I'm going to get it done. If you don't like the way I do it, well, fuck. Get out of the way or catch up. There's two. Or go fucking cry like you always do. That's the thing. And this is what, here's another thing. Take this, write this down. Those who complain because they don't know how you do business. Ooh, those who complain don't know how you do business because you're doing it the right way and they can't comprehend. Their mindset's not equal with you. Your mindset, if you're fucking producing and hitting numbers and you're an elevator, well, number one elevator, 2 cents, is skyrocket mindset. The reason why they're not up there is because their mindset's foggy, they're depressed, they may have a lot of shit going on, or they don't even know what the fuck's going on. And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, is that's why you get all the complainers, whiners, non-doers, but yet they got a title. Makes no fucking sense. How'd you get this position again? That's okay, never mind. Don't go tell on me. So, where we got at right now, right? So, these individuals love to basically harass me every fucking day. You know, I was always going to a hostile environment and had the fucking nerve to have me close every night. What? Every night? Shit. And you, even though I close every night, you still can't get the morning right. So, it's funny. Like, it doesn't matter what time of the day you move me, I can still outperform you. But you can't perform your own self. And it makes me laugh. It makes me laugh. You know? So where we got to this point. Exit procedure. So, you got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, when you're ready checked out, start looking for other ways. Ladies and gentlemen, there's always opportunity out there. Don't let one scenario or one environment hold you back for what could be bigger than something that you had in mind. You know, ladies and gentlemen, think about it. Maybe something's telling you mentally that start your own business. You only absorb what you learn. But hey, if where you're at right now, it does not work out, hey, at least it paid the bills and makes you really think where you need to head in life. Right? Because the more you're surrounding that negativity or negative Nancy, it's not going to make you grow better. I can tell you that mad facts. I'm a walking proof. And where I thank God. I thank God so much. I thank God. My boy, Austin, came through. Came clutch. My boy came clutch for your boy Fresh. You know? And I'm happy to bless to say that, you know, I'm moving forward with new opportunities and new adventures and new travels. So, you know, those are the things that, you know, you try to basically exit. If it doesn't work on the third try, God says, I got you something. Just hold on. So that's what I'm so happy to say, you know, give me the opportunity to, you know, expand my ability. Remember, when you elevate mindset, you have to be surrounded by mindset, right? It doesn't make sense. I'm going to tell a story to you guys. I learned this from a wise man a couple of days ago. Right? There's a story of two shoemans from New York. two shoe men that basically sold the whole area in New York on shoes. That the owner of the company said, hey, we need both of you to go to Africa, right? We need you to go analyze and how's Africa doing. And so one guy, we just name him Larry, and the other guy named Ryan. So we'd be like, Larry, we need you to go to the North Africa, and we want you to get it analyzed. And then we'd be like, Ryan, we need you to go to South Africa, and we need you to get all the information. So they were out there for a whole month. At the end of the month, they came back. Larry came to the house. His wife was so happy. The wife asked Larry, how is it out there? What are we looking at? The husband told her, well, stop spending, start saving. Let's start reserving because they don't have shoes over there. So it may take a while for us to start selling them out there. So, you know, we don't want to go broke or we don't want to lose it all. So then Ryan came home too from being there out for a month. His wife was so excited. Wife came up to her husband. How was it over there? What did you learn? Ryan said, we're going to be so fucking rich. They don't have no shoes. We're going to be so rich because we're going to give them shoes. The moral of the story is that you have one person's mindset not equal what he's basically providing. A need is shoes. As Ryan see the opportunity and basically said there is a need for what he has. So at the end is that the reason why me is I already outgrew them mentally. So they're behind me like Larry and they can't catch up. It's not their fault because they're not mentally prepared and trained. You know, it's personal development. Look it up. You could Google it or you could go to YouTube University. Makes no sense that you can't learn nothing to elevate yourself on a daily basis, 5-10 minutes out the day to educate your mind. You'll love to basically eat junk food and wonder why you're fat. You'll wonder why you're not educated because you're not reading and developing the mindset. Ladies and gentlemen, we have mad resources all around us. There is no reason why you should not be successful or you should not be fit. I'm not trying to say and call you out, but when they say success leave trails, well, God damn it. If there's leaving the trail, jump on that trail. What they're doing, I'm doing it too. Because if this person, my boy Austin, if this boy is making $30,000 a month, well, hell, I don't want to know what he's doing every day. But understand, hey, it is going to have my downfall. I'm going to have my moments. But you know what? I'm better off learning from somebody who has the right mindset than someone who is so happy to make less than 10K within a year. Oh, I got a bonus, 10K. 10K in a fucking year? My boy's making 30 in 1 month? There's a two difference. I'm going to the person who's making 30 in 1 month and let's find out what he's doing. I could do it too. Duplicatable. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the whole moral of the story that your boy's going. Right? I'm happy that I went through this. I'm happy that I experienced this because if I didn't listen to this bullshit from these two individuals, I wouldn't be where I'm heading now. And that's fucking elevating. Right? Exit plan. Basically, you know, going back to the area, knew was the way I was going to walk in, how it was going to play out. Not even fucking 30 minutes. My partner said, hey, I'm leaving early. I'm like, God damn. I haven't been here an hour. You're wanting to leave early. What time do you came in? See, understand that, ladies and gentlemen. That mindset right there, typed up my letter. Said, I'm chunking the deuces. Well, reality, because I really want to spend time with my aunt because she's in the hospital. But that basically made more sense. Why am I going to come in this environment to deal with more bullshit if I got bullshit at home? And this is nonsense bullshit. Makes no sense. No sense. You got to understand the logic, ladies and gentlemen. There has to be logic to this. If there's no logic of making sense what you're around, then it's not for you. Maybe you could basically move the shit around and shove it away, but at the end of the day, you can't keep moving shit. It's gonna keep being there. Well, I'm gonna step out of that shit and we're gonna move forward. Right? Let that shit in the back and just gotta move forward to dry land. Ladies and gentlemen, your boy Fresh, I wanted to just let you know I'm exposing what the fuck I went through. I wanna show you your mindset, ladies and gentlemen. Your mindset. Understand that where you're heading in life and the people you're around, if you don't like where you're working at, you don't like where you're basically doing, well, fucking change and move forward. Change. Get the fuck out of there. Because if you're not elevating, you're not growing. And this is, I love this, what I experienced. You have to get uncomfortable from being comfortable. Oh, let me rephrase that. You have to be uncomfortable from getting uncomfortable. There you go. I meant to say uncomfortable, being uncomfortable. Shit, I'm doing shit that I'm fucking being uncomfortable. And your boy never been scared. I could talk to a whole stadium of people. But learning something new, I almost shit my pants. But look, that's good. Being uncomfortable means growth. It means success. Ladies and gentlemen, it means success. So write this down. Write this down. Be successful, but what you learn daily. Have a routine. Believe what you're going to do. Write down your objectives and write down your goals. What are you going to hit daily? What are you going to hit monthly? What are you going to hit by the year? And look at it every day to know where you're at. And keep a journal log. What went wrong and what went right? So you look back on those days when those days were down and fix what you went. And look on those days that you were successful and see what you could apply to be even more successful. I've learned this, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm teaching and sharing this with you, right? Because for me to grow and be successful, I got to teach others, like everyone on my platform. Everyone. And I'm so happy I have this ability to share this on my broadcast. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy to say I really appreciate you taking out the time of the day to listen to those I basically expose. It's funny because at the end of the day, no matter what, and even though you guys listen to and have me in the fucking area, and it's funny. Last time I talked about these individuals, they played my broadcast in my area. And I had the whole store talking about Joey Fresh. And I fucking love it. You know? Where the shoe fits, you know it's you. So at the end of the day, at the end of the night, if you know if it's you, well, I'm happy you know. So get the fuck out and get the fuck on. So your boy Fresh, you got to know the phrase. Got to get up and go get it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go do it.